Currently, if you travel I-95 northbound starting near I-495, you find yourself in the southbound lanes. That's the intent. All traffic has been using the southbound side since February, when lane closures, demolition, and construction began on a stretch of about 6 miles. DelDOT area engineer Kevin Lindell is the project manager and says there are four sections to it. That portion north of I-495, the mile-long viaduct, the north section which goes through Wilmington, and the Brandywine River Bridge.
They get all new barrier, new deck overlays, which is the top 2 inches of the riding surface, as well as substructure repairs underneath, new bearings, structural steel repairs, and also upgrading the lighting and drainage throughout the project, as well as the overhead signs and guardrail.
Work continues day and night to meet the goal of finishing this portion and then turning around and doing the southbound lanes in a 2-year time frame.
The ultimate goal is to add 30 years service life onto the bridges and everything that we're doing out here, which pretty much means for the next 30 years we don't plan on having to come out here with major impacts on traffic.
Okay.
I mean, you'll still have maintenance items that need to be done, but with the work that we're doing here, the main goal is a 30-year service life added on.
And think about all of those joints you cross on the interstate. They need replacing too.
So that involves them coming out, hand chipping out the old concrete, removing the old steel joints. The joint basically lets the bridge expand and contract freely. So demoing out all the old joints and installing the new ones, and then coming through and installing the deck overlays once everything's been hydro-demoed and is prepped to go.
What's playing out now is the result of a need first identified about 10 years ago. According to DelDOT Community Relations Director C.R. McLeod, the agency wanted to be straightforward with the city and its residents about the inconvenience that would be coming. The first public engagement initiative started about 2 years earlier.
We received a lot of valuable feedback from the community and from our community advisory group that we formed with a number of key stakeholders throughout the city to get their input as we were doing the planning. We talked obviously about the need for the project and what needed to happen, but you know, how could we make this and limit the pain that would be and the impact of the project.
As many local commuters know, the project got off to a rocky start. According to figures provided by DelDOT, there were 60 crashes between 202 and 495 in March, the first full month of the restoration work, compared to 32 in March 2019. 54 crashes occurred in May. And McLeod says the state recognized some changes were necessary.
Adding more signage, pavement markings, using electronic message boards, really using all the tools in our toolbox to try and eliminate those, at least the frequency of crashes. And the trends that we've seen, especially in June and July, we've seen a pretty dramatic reduction in the number of crashes.
In June, only 20 crashes were reported in the corridor, which was less than in June of 2019 or 2018. But why was it so difficult at first? AAA Mid-Atlantic Manager of Public and Government Affairs Ken Grant says it's tempting to blame construction or road design, but it often comes down to drivers going too fast and not paying attention.
And you throw into that mix this whole new traffic patterns that are changing periodically, and people find themselves in a lane that they have to exit or they want to exit soon and they're in the wrong lane, whatever, getting into these situations where it just causes major problems.
According to Grant, AAA was involved in that early outreach, looking out for the interests of its traveling members, but also on behalf of its own workforce at the Wilmington Riverfront and other locations in Delaware. Alternate routes have turned out to be popular as well, including I-495, Route 13, and the Senator Margaret Rose Henry Bridge that carries traffic from Route 13 to the riverfront. While the recent trends are encouraging, more traffic can be expected as more workplaces bring employees back and school buses start rolling once again.
Always give yourself a little bit of extra time and play it safe. There's nothing worse than being the cause of an accident that at the very least causes a backup for others and at the very worst ends up injuring or possibly even killing people.
One effort to help lessen the danger is the addition of signs notifying motorists of the speed they're going. And McLeod says through legislative action, the state has also approved to implement a camera-based speed enforcement program Initially, drivers who are caught speeding by electronic monitoring will receive warnings.
This is another mechanism that has been used in other states around the country successfully, and one that we think is worth implementing, at least for the I-95 project throughout the duration of it, for us to study and see if it is effective and worth consideration in other projects around the state.
Grant says AAA believes there is a place for camera speed enforcement, but has certain concerns. He says there is expected to be a review process involving law enforcement.
We want to make sure that money is not being earmarked for certain programs. This is something that other states have, you know, turned this into a revenue generator for programs. No matter how worthy those programs are, this should not be the funding mechanism. And also just the payment to the vendor, we want to make sure that that is a flat payment, not a percentage of the tickets issued.
Ultimately, the hope is the work on I-95 itself will make things safer with or without cameras. We joined Lindell at newly built ramps near the notorious northbound merge area at the Brandywine River Bridge, the northernmost stage of the project.
Most of the roadway has been reconstructed. It just needs the final 2 inches of hot mix on top. We put in all new drainage to upgrade that, as well as all new curb, guardrail, reconstructed two of the ramps on the northbound side.
So overall, this is going to be, I guess, a safer experience for the motorists is what you're looking for, even though it's not really an expansion per se, I guess, right?
Right. So part of it, you know, with the project that was designed so long ago when this was built, since then, you know, codes have been upgraded. So some of the features out here were substandard, and we basically brought it up to today's standards that meet code, whether it's the crash rating of the barrier, or crash-tested guardrail, because vehicles have gotten bigger and heavier over time. So there's new guardrail requirements. So we're bringing everything up to today's standards, as well as the overhead sign structures are bigger now.
And McLeod says that kind of work up and down the Wilmington corridor may not make I-95 any wider, but it will make it safer and generally more pleasant to drive.
We've eliminated several points where there were a history of collisions, and eliminating those issues and putting using today's technology that wasn't available 50 years ago to make this a modern and safe highway is what motorists will be able to expect when this job's done.
Motorists can keep up to date on ever-changing lane restrictions, ramp closures, and ramp openings at RestoreTheCorridor.com or sign up for text and email alerts. In Wilmington, Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.